A former Marine Corps Master Sergeant is in Alaska visiting communities to talk about military toxins and the potential health risks of those exposed. Jerry Ensminger spent 25 years in the Marines, but a local television news story about a drinking water contamination that became a Superfund site at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina changed his life.
Here I am. I retired in that area, and that was the only reason I heard that news report. All these other people that had been exposed to Camp Lejeune were now, it was a transient population. These people were literally spread out all over the world. My mission was to get this word out. These other people who have that nagging question of what happened to me or what happened to my family member, they deserved a possible answer.
Ensminger's wife was pregnant when he was stationed at Camp Lejeune. Their daughter Janie died of leukemia at age 9. He believes there may be a link between the contamination and his daughter's cancer. He says there has also been a high rate of male breast cancer among service members who were stationed there before the toxins were identified.
We just found the 85th man, and the only thing these men have in common is that they either lived or worked or were stationed at Camp Lejeune.
Ensminger is in Alaska to visit military contamination sites here and answer questions at the screening of Semper Fi, Always Faithful, a documentary about the polluted drinking water at Camp Lejeune. The contamination, possibly from asbestos-coated cement water lines and other chemicals, was present from the early 1950s to the late 80s. President Obama signed the Janie Ensminger Act last year. The act, named for Ensminger's deceased daughter, covers those who lived or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1957 to 1987. Health officials believe as many as 1 million people may have been exposed. On a website listing information about the Camp Lejeune contamination, the Marine Corps says its goal is to use the best science to get families the answers they deserve. Ensminger says he's proud of his military service, but he feels betrayed by defense leadership.
People try to paint anybody who speaks out against the military about contamination, environmental pollution. They try to paint you as unpatriotic. Well, they have a hard time painting me that way. You know, I spent a quarter of a century of my life defending this nation in the Marine Corps. I was a former Marine drill instructor. Now, you come tell me I'm unpatriotic.
A screening of Semper Fi, Always Faithful, will be this evening at the Anchorage Museum at 6:30. Ensminger will be in Fairbanks tomorrow at 7 at the Pioneer Park Theater. He'll also travel to Nome and St. Lawrence Island, where cleanup of military toxins there is still ongoing. Links to Ensminger's speaking schedule and the Camp Lejeune information is at our website, alaskapublic.org.